All right. Right now, we're going to go right to the phone lines. I want to talk to Bob's in North Carolina, who listens to us on 105.7 WRGC, the River in Sylvain, North Carolina. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I was temporarily stunned. It's a pleasure and honor.
Well, good. Well, this is fun. It's fun being on the radio and talking about home improvement, and I hope everything's going well around your house.
Not too bad. Would be better if we get this shower updated just a little bit for my parents.
Okay. Tell us all about it and what you're planning on doing.
Okay. It's just a real basic 3x5 shower, putting in a pre-made basin or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And want to put up just the 4x8 fiberglass white plastic panels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not sure what to back it with. If you'd use half-inch pressure-treated plywood or hardy backer.
Okay.
And as far as what adhesive to put the panels onto that with.
Okay. So you're going to take this right back to the studs, I assume.
Actually ground up, because it's an older trailer. And so we're going back to the metal with on the floor, rather, with 3/4 inch plywood. And then some of you had mentioned with the studs, pressure treated, or because I'd read as far as doing like floor stuff with pressure treated that it might warp more so than not treated.
I don't think so. Not if you're gluing and screwing it down like you should be. I don't think it would be much of a problem. But on the walls, I tell you, you know, the cement backer board is going to be the best thing to go with. I mean, I have seen people use treated drywall, moisture-resistant drywall. I've seen treated half-inch plywood. But, you know, it's one of those things you're not going to want to have to get back in there. So your best bet would be that cement backer board. I would glue it to the studs with construction adhesive. I would use screws. And then you do want to kind of do a little finishing on the seams, much like you would drywall, by just using some thin set adhesive, and go ahead and put some fiberglass tape on it like you would, like you could use for drywall. And then you just smooth it out just a little bit so that you don't have any chance of that crease showing back through and kind of transferring back through the plastic panels.
Right, because they're thinner than if you had tile on it or something that would gap those seams, rather.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, on the adhesive, again, using a construction adhesive, and we recommend Tight Bond adhesive, one of the best in the country. And instead of using a caulking tube of the material, I would actually put it on with a notched trowel. That way you get a nice, even coating over the whole entire thing, and then you can just push it right into the fresh adhesive and, you know, push on it a little bit. It won't take long for it to tack up and to adhere very, very well, and you won't have to worry about that coming down ever.
Brilliant. What about the push and release method, if you will? I've seen where they put the panels up, kind of pull it back so it, you know, spider webs a little bit.
Well, Bob, what a great thing that you brought up there. We like to call it burping, that you're actually burping it a little bit, which, you know, basically you're introducing air into those fibers. And what Bob's talking about is anytime you're using construction adhesive, and we've used this a lot on applied molding that we've used on, like, creating wainscoting on dining room walls and so forth, that you glue it, you put it in place, and then you just pull it out just a little bit and then put it back. It seems to really help for it to tack up quicker. I think that's a great idea.
Well, fantastic. And pressure-treated wall studs, so we can put grab bars up later. Is that?
I would do that. And I would also consider, while you have the opportunity, to maybe put some additional blocking. Go ahead and make a reasonable guess where those grab bars are going to be, and then just turn. You could turn a 2x8 treated sideways, screw it in between the studs, and you'll have a good place there that you know that you can attach that grab bar to.
Brilliant. Real quick, last thing, the mud on those seams, since hardy backer is more of a concrete-based substance, is it more of a mortar kind of mix, or is it regular, like, drywall spackle?
No, don't use drywall. Use a thin-set adhesive. It's a pretty generic type of thing that's used to glue.
Okay, for, like, tile and
stuff. Like putting tile down and so forth. It's the same material. You might mix it just a tad thinner than you normally would. And then you can use a drywall trowel to apply a 6 or 8 inch wide swath over all of the seams along with the fiberglass tape.
excellent. And screw heads, not as crucial. I mean, if there's any big divot.
Yeah, you could hit the screw heads if you wanted, but it wouldn't be as necessary. But while you have your mud mixed up, it's pretty easy just to skim those out as well.
Fantastic. You're my hero. Can't believe I got to talk to you and appreciate all the advice.
Anytime, Bob. We're happy to help you. And next time, I might even let Joe talk a little bit.
Nah, don't do that. We like your voice. No, I'm kidding, Joe.
He always says that, Bob. He always says that.
Thanks so much, man. And have a great weekend and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you, guys. Been an absolute pleasure.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bob. That's great. You know, one thing I didn't mention, Joe, and I know you're about to say that, is the advantage of him using a waterproofer like RedGuard.
Yeah, I mean, even though he's putting fiberglass over this, I would definitely apply a waterproofer. And if you're not familiar with this, it's basically like thick rubber paint, for lack of a better word. And you just roll it on, brush it on to the bare cement backer board, and that creates a completely waterproof seal. So if there is any penetration, hopefully the water won't soak through into the wall.
Yeah, that's well worth it. You can go to todayshomeowner.com and just put in RedGuard in the search engine box there. You can find out all about it and all of its many, many uses.